Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Taipei VHS rave stab atmosphere in Ableton Live 12, then giving it that jungle swing so it feels alive, gritty, and a little haunted. The goal here is not to make a huge lead sound. We're building a supporting layer, something that sits in the top mids, adds nostalgic tension, and helps the track feel bigger without stepping on the kick, snare, sub, or reese. That's a really important DNB mindset. The atmosphere should deepen the world of the track, not overcrowd it. So let's start by creating a new MIDI track called VHS Stad Atmos. If your session is already busy, route it into an atmosphere group so you can manage it like one layer later. That makes mixing, automation, and resampling way easier. For the sound source, use Waveeatable or Operator. Waveeatable is great for this because it gives you a clean core that you can blur and degrade afterward. Start with a saw or squarish Waveeatable. Then add a little unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices. Keep the detune moderate, around 6 to 12%. We want character, not a super saw cloud. Now shape the envelope so it behaves like a stab. Short attack, medium decay, low sustain, short release. If the tail is too long, the part starts acting like a pad, and that's not the move here. Less sustain often sounds more expensive in this style, because it leaves room for the drums to hit hard. Next, set the filter. A low pass or band pass works well, with a cutoff somewhere in the mid-range depending on the pitch. If the sound feels too bright or too present, close the filter a bit before adding more effects. That's usually the cleaner fix. Now write the actual stab phrase. This is where the personality comes from. Keep the voicing compact, usually 3 to 5 notes. Think minor 7, sus 2, sus 4, minor at 9, or just a stripped root 5th flat 3rd shape. You do not need big lush chords. In DNB, tight voicings are often better because they leave space for the bass and the snare crack. Program a 1-bar rhythmic idea. Try a hit on beat 1, another on the end of 2, a ghost stab before beat 4, and maybe a little pickup into the next bar. The key is to make it feel like percussion first and harmony second. If the chord is nice but the rhythm is boring, the whole thing will feel flat. Now we're going to give it that VHS haze. Start with saturator and add a little drive, maybe around 3 dB to begin with. Turn on soft clip if needed, and match the output so you're not fooled by loudness. Then add chorus ensemble, but keep it subtle. We want a blurred memory, not metallic chorus soup. Think low to moderate amount, and only enough width to give the sound a little smear. After that, add a bit of echo or delay, but filter it so the repeats don't get in the way. A short, tucked back delay can create that ghostly rave memory without turning into wash. If you want a slightly more degraded feel, a touch of redux can work too, but be careful. The goal is tape haze, not full lo-fi destruction. For extra instability, use very subtle modulation. That can be slight filter movement, a tiny detune drift, or gentle internal Waveeatable movement. Even a few cents of pitch wobble can make the sound feel more like an old sample being played back from a shaky deck. Now let's make it swing like jungle instead of sitting rigid on the grid. This is important. Jungle feel is not just groove pool magic. It starts with the phrase itself. Put the stab a little ahead of the snare response, add an offbeat stab after the kick, leave a gap where the drums can breathe, and include a small pickup note before the main hit. Then, if needed, apply a groove from Ableton's groove pool. Start with something MPC-like or break-inspired. If the part feels stiff, try timing around 54 to 58%. Keep random and velocity variations subtle. You only want enough to loosen it up, not make it sloppy. Also, manually nudge a few notes. Push one ghost stab slightly late. Pull one pickup slightly early. Tiny timing changes do a lot here. In this style, your ear is the judge, not the grid. If it feels right but looks a little wrong, keep it. Now shape the atmosphere with auto filter. Low pass or band pass both work. Automate the cutoff across 4 or 8 bars so the part breathes. Open it a bit in transitions, close it on downbeats, or sweep it from more radio-like to more warehouse-like. That kind of filter motion turns a static stab into something that feels alive. You can also use utility after the filter to control stereo width. Keep the low mids focused and make sure the layer isn't destabilizing the center. This is a good place to check mono compatibility too. If the haze falls apart in mono, it may be too facey. At this point, it's a good idea to resample. Resampling makes the sound feel more finished, more like a real texture and less like a plug-in patch. Route the MIDI track to a new audio track and record 1 or 2 bars. Once it's audio, you can chop it, reverse it, warp it, or create little glitch moments that feel intentional. Try making 2 versions. One version can stay cleaner, and the other can be more crushed, was extra saturation, more filtering, and maybe a little redux. Blend the degraded layer quietly underneath the cleaner one. That parallel approach gives you attitude without losing clarity. Now think about arrangement. This kind of stab works best when it answers the drums rather than constantly sitting on top of them. In an intro, you might use a filtered version with break texture. In a build, open it up and let it get a little more rhythmic. In the drop, use the stab as punctuation, hitting in the gaps between kick, snare, and bass phrases. A nice call and response pattern could look like this. The bass phrase leads, the stab answers after the snare, a break fill overlaps with the tail, then the stab returns briefly before the next phrase. That keeps the atmosphere musical instead of cluttered. For bus processing, send the stab to a dedicated Atmos bus. On that bus, use gentle glue compressor settings, maybe a ratio of 2 to 1, with just a dB or 2 of gain reduction on peaks. Then use EQ8 to trim the low end, maybe high passing around 120 to 200 HE depending on the sound. If the low mids get cloudy, make a small dip around 250 to 500 HE. And if the top gets brittle, soften the high shelf a little. Always check the layer in mono. That's a big one. A wide haze can sound huge in stereo but collapse badly if the effects are too facey. Make sure the atmosphere helps the track instead of making the center feel blurry. A few common mistakes to watch for. First, don't make the stab full range. Let the sub and kick own the bottom. Second, don't drown it in chorus and reverb. Tape haze should blur the sound, not wash the whole mix. Third, don't quantize the groove into stiffness. A little unevenness is part of the energy. And finally, don't let it play constantly. Bass is part of the hook in DNB. If you want to level this up, try one of these variations. Make a second reply layer with a single note or dyad that lands slightly later than the main chord. Duplicate the clip and drift it by a few milliseconds for an unstable, ghosted feel. Automate between more open, more closed, and bandpass filter state so the sound feels like it's being tuned in and out by an old deck. Or create a parallel grit lane with heavy distortion and narrow filtering, then keep it very low in the mix. Here's a solid practice challenge. Build a 4-bar atmospheric loop using only stock Ableton devices. Create one compact minor or suspended stab chord. Program a 1-bar rhythm with at least one offbeat hit and one ghost pickup. Add saturator, chorus ensemble, auto filter, and a light echo. Apply swing or manually nudge a few notes. Duplicate the track, degrade the duplicate, and blend it quietly. Then resample the result to audio and chop one stab hit and one tail into a small call and response variation. If you do it right, you'll end up with that smoky VHS rave identity. Nostalgic, tense, a little broken, and absolutely perfect for darker DNB, jungle-leaning rollers, and atmospheric intros. Keep it tight, keep it moving, and let the groove do the talking.